Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Skein After Skein. This is our first official episode.
We official had BG. One.
Yeah, we had a test episode, but this is it for number one. That's going to go out there into the
worldwide world.
The internet.
So I'm Eve.
I'm Michelle, and my dog Bailey, who you'll hear in the backyard, in the background, sniffing and licking and barking occasionally.
So all three of us are here today, and I guess let's get started with our first segment, Works in Progress. Ta-ta! What are you working on?
You know what? I started something literally 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, which is my new favorite project of all time, which is The Piper's Journey, which I just love. I bought the yarn that goes with it. It's the Quince & Company Chickadee and Split Pea. I love it so, even though I have all of 9 stitches in.
What is the purpose? Piper's Journey exactly?
It's a shawl. It's a crescent-shaped shawl. Really pretty. Really
what
girly.
Kind of weight yarn?
Sport.
Sport.
And this is the first time I've used sport. Yeah, it's not thin. It's not thick. Size 6 needles. I'm using my Knit Picks interchangeables, which I love. And I love size 7 and 6 needles, so this is good. So I'm kind of excited about this. This is going towards my stash 2012 with the Knit Girls, which I'll talk about later. But this is going towards that. So I'm a little excited to get something out of my stash.
How big is it? How many stitches do you cast on for that?
You cast on a total of 3 stitches to start off.
All right. Small.
Yeah, no measuring. 3 stitches, and then you immediately start increasing with... Like, you knit one, yarn over. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. But you immediately start increasing your stitches from there. And it's going to be nice and long, not super deep. It's a very shallow, pretty, pretty shawl. And it's all garter. The body's all garter. And then it's a knitted on lace border that knits sideways across. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. What else are you working on? It can't be that you just have one project. Can that ever be?
No. I am not monogamous when it comes to my projects at all. I'm about, 60% in 198 Yards of Heaven, which I love, which is also another shawl, a very shallow shawl. It's a scarfette, a shawlette, so to speak. It's not very big. I'm using... Patton's Classic Wool and Jade Heather.
That's nice, thick yarn, right?
It's worsted weight.
All right.
Which makes it very quick.
More into my area of knitting, where I prefer starting with a needle size 15 or larger.
Or bigger.
Super bulky. No gauge. That's my project.
I know, right? Now, this one's worsted. It's, you know, right up my color alley and practically teal. But heathered. I really like it. I have to pay attention to it, which is why I'm not working on it now, because I make mistakes. And like, I did a double yarn over the other day I had to knit back to, and I skipped the yarn over, which I broke out my book, one of my books, my reference books, and I did not unknit that bad boy. I just knitted over the next row and picked up the yarn over from the stitch below.
Nice. Look, congratulations. That's a good thing.
Yeah, high five myself. I was excited.
All right.
And
what
then,
else?
This is going to be your thing, and you're going to benefit from this project, too. I bought, and you'll see this later, 2 gigantor skeins of fisherman wool, 1 in natural, 1 in oatmeal, which is a little more tannish, I guess.
Okay,
and
both very exciting colors, natural and oatmeal. Yippee.
Beige. Beige topia up in that bag, trust me.
Right on.
But that's why I have my, 30 packets of Kool-Aid, because it's all for dyeing experimental stuff.
Yay, we love dyeing.
And it's also going towards my stash 2012 it's counting as my stash dash because I'm going to dye some of it, and I'm going to dye outside of your colorway preference and give some of it to you. So you don't know what color I'm going to, do, but
it's going to be, let me guess, blue.
No, I'm going to do outside of blue because I know how much you love blue. So it'll be different.
Boy.
It'll be different from what you're used to. No, I know you don't like orange. I'm thinking pink and green because I know that's your favorite color combination. And technically, that's all I'm actively working on. I have a ton of stuff out there, but that's all I'm working on are those 3.
All right.
What are you working on?
Well, one is the Mean Girl Cowl, which is a knit along with the other 3 Mean Girls from my Thursday night knitting group.
Wait, now how did you guys become the Mean Girls?
Because the other people in the group dubbed as that, the Mean Girls.
Someone else named you that?
They're like, fine. You back to you, you know?
They're just mad because you have a strong personality.
Yeah, that's it. A-type.
That's what I'm saying.
What we're doing is a stole. It's called, the pattern is actually called One Skein, a Stole by Katya Jordan. And it is with
a lot
of drop stitches. So it actually moves pretty quickly.
What yarn is this?
A size 9 needle. It's the Knit Picks.
Hey,
yarn.
That's a small size yarn needle for you.
Right.
It's way below 15.
But it actually comes along quickly. You just have to be careful because sometimes the yarn gets caught and then it pulls and you have to straighten it out. But we're doing that.
I kind of want it. It's really pretty.
And the colors are very complimentary to my skin tone, see?
All right. Well, let me finish it. The other one I'm still working on and have been working on for a while is the Central Park hoodie, which I love. Absolutely love that project. Just need to work on it more.
Size needles?
Oh, I don't remember. 7, 8.
And blue yarn we won't
blue
discuss.
Blue yarn and we don't say the brand. And I'm also making a chemo hat.
Before we go on, we will one day disclose the yarn when it's done and gorgeous and everyone's ooing and aahing over
it. And everybody touches it and says, oh,
so nice. Let me try it on. And then we'll blow it out on the world what she's making. It is not Red Heart Super Saver. I'm just saying that right now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Not that there's anything wrong
with
Red
that.
Heart Super Saver.
I've used it and I'm currently using it.
Oops, the dog just fell off the chair. Hello, puppy. And then I'm doing a chemo hat. A friend of mine just recently died from cancer, and I am doing in her honor at least one chemo hat per month. There's an organization called Knots of Love, they're fantastic, and they're really appreciative too, you know, so it's just one of their patterns, and I forgot the pattern name, just a simple beanie hat. And I also do some yarn dye experiment.
And what are you working on dyeing?
I don't know. I have the blue Rit at home. And
and you have a brownish whitish one, right?
I used the red one
for
that yarn that I then gave away because it just kept breaking. It was not good yarn. It was old yarn. Yarn does have an expiration date. I did not know that.
Liar.
That one
certainly does.
That's
like saying chocolate goes bad. Someone's
right.
Told me that lie too.
Anyway, so that's all I'm working on. I'll give you an update on my yarn dye experiment once it's done. So let's move on to finished objects. Have you actually finished anything?
I have finished 2 items. I'm all excited. My friend, like I think I mentioned to you, my friend lives in Japan, and she asked me to make a star-crossed slouchy beret for her because she likes the gray one that I have. And because I always wear it to work, and she always sees it.
Do you know what's the name of the pattern?
Star-crossed slouchy beret.
Okay.
By Natalie Larson. That I do
right.
Now. So I made it for a friend of mine in trade. For Japanese mochi, and even though she got hit by a car when she was in Japan, can you believe she said she just fell over because it startled her more than anything, but it was like the day she got into town to go shopping.
What type of car did she get hit by?
I don't know, but it was in Japan, so it's a little different. You just can't fall down and be like, victim here, victim here. You know,
I was wondering, was that a Japanese car or was it like an American import?
I think it might have been an American sedan.
Oh my
actually.
God, that's funny. Funny.
She was totally okay, but it just kind of made it slow for her to get around, and so she did a lot of she couldn't find the chocolate mochi that she said she was gonna get, but that's okay. She brought me strawberry mochi, which I consumed in 2 days, and it was delicious.
All right.
For
2 days, that's pretty good. I don't know if I could have handled it that long.
I'd take it like a champ.
That's strength. Serious restraint.
It's my Olympic skills, eating mochi like a crazy person. But it came out, it looked so cute on her, and she really loved it. She Facebooked about it. She took a picture, and you know, she was like, oh, made with love. And she was just really appreciative. She wore it to work a couple days later and looked adorable in it, as she always does. So it made me feel really good, and I was glad she liked
it. It looked very nice. I saw it. You have it posted on Ravelry. Mm-hmm. By the way, to our
isn't
listeners here, we have all our projects posted on Ravelry, and we'll put the links to our Ravelry pages.
On our show notes.
On the show notes, on the WordPress, on the Ravelry group.
It'll be everywhere.
We'll
get it out there. You'll see it. You'll find us.
Yeah, and she looks absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, beautiful. And she's thin, and make it even worse, she's super sweet and nice.
Hate her. Can't even hate her, you know?
And she's fashionable, like, on top of it, too.
It's when you have these people who are super pretty and skinny and... You know, and then they're nice on top of it. It's like, you know, how am I going to be able to hate you, you know?
And she's like, every so often she'll wear stuff. I'm like, that's really cute. She's like, thank you. I'm like, what size is that? She's like, a small. I'm like, I can't beat you up and take it. Yeah, I'm a small too. I'm a size 00. But yeah, she looked really cute. The picture's on my Ravelry page. It's really cute.
Size is it? It's a size -3.
Because I ate last week, so I bought the bigger one. We're not angry or bitter at all. I also finished the August 2011, not 2012, 2011 220 Mystery Cal, which for some reason I have the hardest time saying. He's in this group. I'm in this group. She's much more active about it than I am.
Just to explain, that's a Ravelry group. It's called Mystery 220, and every month they give you actually 3 or 4 options of mysteries. You get a clue every week.
Monday.
And it's a
lot
of fun.
They just feed you bits and pieces.
They tell you, they tell you need, like, whatever, under 220 yards of whatever yarn.
Hence the name.
Exactly, and then they'll give you a clue every week, and you don't know what you're making until the end of the month.
And no, you
and
don't.
And most of it is actually pretty cool stuff, you know, so...
And this one, okay, so we both made this. She finished hers in August of last year. I just finished mine. And, you know, when you start out, after the second clue, it kind of looks like a little bitty bikini. And, you know, you might be able to tell neither one of us are size 2s. And a little itty-bitty bikini.
What? I'm not.
I know.
Nobody told me.
Crazy talk. Neither one of us really should, you know, have on an itty-bitty bikini. And this, we're talking like child-sized bikini, this thing was looking like. And the more you knit, the more it kind of came into view of what it was. And it's a dishcloth. The problem is, even though it started out looking like an itty-bitty bikini, it is a gigantic dishcloth in the end. Like, this thing is the size of the moon. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't know what I'm going to clean with it. I mean, I love it, even though I picked the tackiest yarn on the planet for it. And it's the reverse bloom flower. I got to look it up. It's
trying that flower thing. And I'm using it actually not as a dishcloth, but as a tablecloth for a little side table. It's there. You know, I don't know what to do.
I took a picture of mine.
I was thinking of maybe making a second one. Sewing them together and stuffing them and making a pillow out of it. It would be cute. A little flower pillow.
Because it's big enough to be a I love it. Don't
Bean
get me wrong.
Chair.
Like, I'm debating washing my car with it. It's that kind of big. I mean, it was really cute. But here's my thing, and here's my question for you: is it not the most labor-intensive dishcloth you've ever made?
It was a lot of work because it's all
start and stop, garter stitch.
Yeah.
It didn't connect all that starting and stopping together, and then it's like
yarn tails to be sewn in, and
which
stuff.
Is why mine haven't been yarn sewn in yet. It's just sitting. I'm like, it's done. It's closer to being done.
It's cute,
than
you know.
It's cute. Don't get us wrong. It's cute. It's just a little big, and don't say, oh, you should do gauge. It's not. There's no gauge would help this.
That's not gauge.
This is not a gauge problem, because if you had gone down 3 or 4 needles, that would have been the most stiff, gigantic dishcloth.
Extended sideways.
It's like wall art at that point. But those are the 2 things I finished. Have you finished anything lately?
I have actually made quite a bit this month. I did the May mystery out of that same group, which happened to be a crochet market bag.
Oh, so cute!
And I had to do 2 attempts because I'm not very good with reading patterns. It has nothing to do with lack of education.
She's highly educated.
It has to do with just not...
reading
having the time and being patient enough to read a full line of text. Hello, ADD.
Oh, but, more than 5 words.
Oh my God. No. So
it's so cute.
So
though.
The bag is supposed to come out in a pear shape. So it's wider on the bottom and then comes smaller on top. Mine came out in a U shape or V shape. It's smaller on the bottom and it goes wider and wider up to
top.
See,
I like that better because if yours doesn't look like it's bigger.
I like yours the way
well,
it is.
What I did is I put, because it became so big at the top, I put a flap over it and throw on a button, and it's actually become my favorite bag to carry projects around.
Well,
because
here's the thing, though. With those type of bags, like when they're bigger at the bottom, they get you start packing crap in there, and they get really heavy, and it gets hard to get stuff through that little opening at the top. I think
true.
It came out perfect with your little tie at the top.
I had to because the handle became so long that it was down to my ankles when I put stuff in there, put a knot in it, so it's all perfect.
I may steal that from you, just so you know, because I love the color.
It's bright green, which is very unusual for me.
Yes,
it's just that I had bought a giant, big old chunk of...
The Bernay?
No.
Giant green one?
No, Lily Sugar and Cream cotton for like $3 on sale or something. So I was like, okay, I'll make a lot of green things. But
I, however,
it's actually
love
cool.
Bright green.
Yeah.
I am eyeballing this with a vengeance, make no mistake.
So that's one thing. Then I made a second one. I actually got it right the second time around. I remade the bag and I gave it to a friend because she loved it.
Oh, where's mine? In lime green.
I still owe you something anyways for 2012.
2012. Mm-hmm.
Then I made sleeves number 3 and 4 for my Central Park hoodie.
Damn it. I understand why you have sleeve number 3. There was some there was some concerns and some issues that happened with sleeve number 1? Sleeve number 2?
No, it was, I made a sleeve, and then I realized I was once again not reading properly the pattern,
awesome.
And I increased only half of what I should have increased, so I had to go back a whole, whatever is that,
you
12
like 100,
inches,
yeah, 100.
Like 100 rows. So then I remade the sleeve, and it came out fine, and then I made sleeve, the sleeve number 3, then like a second sleeve, I started that. And maybe it was because this is, okay, embarrassing. Maybe it was because it was 11 o'clock at night or so. I did the ribbing on the bottom.
Right.
Then I did the first 2 rows.
Right.
Then you turn the page, and that's where the increases start.
Okay.
Well, I did the first 2 rows and started reading on the same page. And it says continuing pattern for 14 inches. So I continuing pattern for 14 inches. I'm like, wasn't there some increase, you know? And then when
for
I
your
get,
special arm.
I'm done the 14 inches of my thing. Then I see that start
you did 14
decrease.
Inches
yeah, I did 14
no
inches,
increase.
Just like la la la. And then it's a blonde moment. I don't know what. Then I saw that it says start decreasing for armhole. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Then I was like, crap, I forgot to turn the page. I made the front part again on my sleeve. You
oh
know?
My god.
So then I have to rip that apart. And
you got
actually,
to the whole sleeve in one night?
It was a late night. Yeah, I was watching half a season of Lost.
Oh, okay.
And then I did sleeve
number
4.
Hey.
So.
No one can never say you're not persistent.
Oh, God.
You will see stuff through the end.
So then the
so wait, how much do you have left to do on that now? Because you have 4 sleeves.
I've got 4 sleeves. Well, actually, I've got
2
sleeves. 2 sleeves, 2 front parts. I got the back.
Wow.
So all it needs now is the hood. And the front part where
wow.
it gets sewn together. It should. My goal is to finish this in June. I want this to be done.
Oh.
Well, and then I did one more thing. I did actually my first chemo hat this month was a striped little beanie.
Carol Simply
and
Soft.
Fine ups. Yes, because they have requirements what yarn you use, and this is one of them.
Really?
And what happened with this is somebody was explaining to me, I had tried in the past the chocolate join and never got it right, and she explained to me, look, all I do is pick up the stitch from the previous row.
After,
I'm like,
yeah,
why
you
doesn't
do
anybody explain this to me? It's so simple, you
here's
know?
The thing with that, and because the turn a square hat's the same thing, but what they don't say is you have to knit that first row of new color before you go.
Pick, right, exactly.
And that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, I tried on that turn square.
Really
the
cute.
Turn square looks really horrible, and now it came out really nicely, except that I cannot give it to them because I have so many yarn things on the inside that it's a little bit bumpy where the yarn, where I carry the yarn
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not good for a chemo patient,
no,
so
no.
That's why I'm making another hat. So, that's
cute.
All. It's called, the pattern is called Madeline's Cap, and that, again, is from Knots of Love, from their website. Anyways, enough talking I have done here.
You have more. You did more than I did. I've been
got a few
diligently doing my...
Made a lot of sleeves.
You've made a lot of sleeves. I'm not. All I know is because I plan to make the same thing and along the same lines of type of yarn that you're using on yours, I will be using a very similar yarn. Not the same one, but a similar yarn and probably in the same color no one made. Because yours is blue, right?
Absolutely.
It's so utilitarian and it works in my world.
Blue is really a nice color.
Blue is a great color, but I'm thinking about making it some wild color, but I now know to turn the page when I'm making the sleeve.
Turn the page. This is good advice for any pattern. When you read the pattern, you come to the end of the page.
Flip it over.
Turn the page before you continue knitting.
Yes, everyone turn with us.
Redo.
Yeah, just don't keep making that same page over and over.
That's not good.
I don't think that's how that works. I think that's hilarious. So,
all right.
I can't wait till to see it now.
Let's get on with our next segment, new Ravelry favorites.
Now,
do you have one or two favorites on Ravelry
I
that
do.
You've seen?
But since we're talking about Ravelry, we should probably give our Ravelry names.
Skein After Skein. Oh, that's the group.
That's our group. What's your Ravelry name now?
It's Pandora 7 with two R's in there.
Feel free to stalk her. She's all about it. You can stalk me at Photo Spice. That's my Spice Girl name. Because I'm not in a girl band and don't have the chops to do it, but heck yeah, Photo Spice.
All right. You go, girl. Go power.
But
tell me what you want. What you really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Yeah, we're 12. And I do have that CD. Anyway, on Ravelry, bless you. That was
the
puppy. That was the puppy. On Ravelry, I have faved a ton of stuff, but some of the ones that have made, like I keep eyeballing and I think are going to go on my stash list, actually what has made my stash list, is the Monday Morning Cardigan by Laura Chow. Super cute.
Chow.
It
Bella.
Calls for one of my favorite yards of all time, Cascade 220.
I like that.
I love Cascade.
You know that Webs had that on
sale.
Like 50% off or some really crazy.
But here's the reason why I love
some.
I know. What color did you get?
Light blue.
Oh, there's a theme. You tell us if you can figure out what it is. But
I do have yarn in other colors.
She tells
blue.
Me that, but oh, she has
here's
green.
Here's a green bag.
She does have a green bag. And then everything else on my kitchen table has blue in it. Wait. Oh, and red. But what you call it? What I love about patterns that call for Cascade 220 is you can use Cascade 220 or Patton's Classic Wool or Lion Brand Fisherman's Wool Dye.
I'm not such a big fan of Patton's Classic Wool. I find
Shut
it
your
really
mouth.
Scruffy. You know, it's not soft.
Oh.
It's like red hard.
If we were a video call, oh my God, I can't even speak. If we were a video podcast, you would see my face of horror. I love it. I'll show you later. I am
all
making
right.
My 198 yards of heaven out of it. And okay, granted, it ain't Malabrigo. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and say that it is.
Hey, I'm not a yarn snob. I'm fine. And yarn snob is not a bad thing. Yarn
no.
snob is we adore you.
Yeah.
We
love it when you de-stash.
Strive up to come to your level someday, but I'm good with acrylic still, you know.
And
so.
You know what? I have a dog, and I like to knit for my dog. And I like being able to throw stuff. I don't like dry cleaning stuff. I don't like having to reblock stuff. And sometimes you just want to throw something
in
the washing machine. I love my laundry robe. It's
right.
Cute and blue. I'm feeling it's blue. Go figure. It's aqua. Aqueduct, to be exact.
So anyways, back to the pattern.
So it's made out of Cascade 220. So, the beauty of that is you know you can substitute any Worcester, like solid Worcester weight yarn into that because it's such a solid yarn. And so I'm looking at Wool of the Andes. I'm looking at Cascade colors. I'm looking at classic patent yarns, even though half of us is not a fan. but I'm looking at it. I'm thinking of doing it maybe in acrylic because it doesn't look like it needs a ton of blocking to make it work. So
and
we'll
that's
see.
Called Monday Morning Cardigan.
It's really cute. It has a slip stitch pattern
that
travels up.
Is that a hood or something?
No,
okay.
It's three-quarter length sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
It has a slip stitch striping pattern that goes up
oh,
the
nice.
Side. So it's very slimming.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you make it in a size that is not for you, because I've seen some people who have not made it in a perfect
okay.
size.
Yeah, we're coming to one of my pet peeves on Ravelry. It's like
take your measurements and knit for them.
And yeah. Because so much work that goes into it, and if you're making a size small and you really should have an extra large, it just doesn't look good, and all your work goes to waste. That's very sad.
Or you have to rip frog it out. And I saw one girl, I was looking at a Kate Davies pattern, and this girl, I'm looking at her yarn choice, and I'm noticing she was using a sock weight yarn for a DK weight sweater, and she's like, it came out too small. I'm like, you think? I mean,
yeah.
You use the weight yarn that's like almost half the weight, and you didn't double. I mean, I thought that's why I looked at her, because I'm like, oh, I might do this in a smaller weight yarn and just double it up until it could be Heather.
Right.
But I was like, ooh, hers looks cute and somewhat tiny. And that's why, because she clearly didn't take gauge, which we'll talk about later. And she, you know, and this is why I pay. It's like I'm not a rule abider person at all, but it does pay to know the rules so you can break them appropriately. Here's a little fun fact for you: if you're gonna substitute yarn, gauge swatch. Make sure you don't, you know, use a finger weight yarn for a worsted weight project.
What I do usually when I substitute the yarn, I look up the actual yarn, how
wraps per inch,
the yardage. I go with yardage.
What do you mean?
Okay, I can't explain it.
I gave her my look of perplexion, and then I say, what now?
I look at, I forgot. Okay, this is a really dumb moment.
No, I just look at the wraps. I'm very,
how much yardage you get per weight, because if I get 100 yards for 50 grams.
Or 470 yards for 50 grams.
Exactly. That's what I meant to say. Is that if it has the same weight per yardage, it generally is about the same.
I
might be totally wrong and off and have done it wrong, but whatever. It worked for me.
I definitely look at the weight of the yarn. And like, if it says it's a worsted weight, I'm not going to knit it
right in
sock weight without at least doubling it and throwing in a waist weight to even it out. You know, it's just, you know, you can tell it's kind of a pet peeve of ours. We're just saying. But that's what I'm saying. I love this pattern because you can swap it out for any good, everything from Red Heart Super Saver, which you can also tell is a pattern with us, to, you know, Malabrigo if you are ever so inclined to knit a sweater out of, what, $20 a Hank yarn? God bless you.
Good.
I'll send you my address. You can send it to me because I'm not at that space yet. My knitting.
I'm
where I can do that.
Open for being adopted by a very wealthy person.
Every day. Every day.
I'll call you every Mother's Day and send you a card.
And flowers. You'll be well appreciated. Trust me. And I also faved and really love another cardigan. It's called the Shapely Boyfriend. And this one is kind of a V-neck kind of cardigan that buttons down, long sleeves. It kind of looks like a guy's kind of, to be honest, it kind of looks like, you know, your grandfather's sweater, because I love me a sweater vest. But it has arms on it.
Good.
Really cute. It's by Stephanie Jappel, and it looks good in solids. Like, the girl who models it, it's like a bright orangish red. Really cute. And I'm thinking, it's one of those sweaters that you can wear every day at work. When you go out, you just want to have jeans and a cute t-shirt under it, you can throw this kind of sweater over and look super
love
cute.
Those.
That's why I made the list. And I believe it's also worsted weight. So,
yay.
You see a theme going here.
Go worsted.
Woo! Wait,
all right.
More.
So, yeah. I saw a couple of, I don't want to call them Ravelry picks because one of them I can't find on Ravelry. But whatever. A couple of patterns that I like. One is called A Year of Diamonds.
So
and it's
pretty.
By Christy Hulas. Hulaas. I'm probably slaughtering this name here. But it is a stole that has beads at the end, and there's a lot of lace in there, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous no matter what.
Wow, how many pages of charts and instructions
there
you got
is
in there?
A total of 7 pages. Oh no, there's something that got attached.
An work email.
An email that was attached to it by accident. Okay, there's only 6 pages of pattern and one email from somebody
email.
At work that happened to be on the printer.
And they're going, where the hell is my
email?
I know I printed it.
I didn't
it's at my house.
Next to the pattern. Funny. I didn't print this, actually. My friend gave me this. So I'll bring this back to
just
her.
In case you're missing an email, it's at my house.
That's right. It's absolutely gorgeous because it has beads spread all over the bottom part, and my friend is making it for a friend of hers who's getting married, so she's making these gorgeous colors for the wedding, and I was like, you know what, I want to make this too because it's pretty. It can be done either in lace weight or in fingering weight.
Fingering.
I'll use some sock yarn.
How many yards do you need?
It says here large 620 to 750,
wow.
Small 370 to 450 of lace or fingering weight yarn.
Are you thinking about maybe going the Knit Picks route?
I don't know yet which yarn. I got to see what I have at home. I have so many boxes of yarn
that's
at home
true.
That need to go, you know.
I bring up Knit Picks a lot, especially for higher yardage projects, because they just have great prices.
I love Knitpicks. Their customer service is just so amazing, you know, because I had a couple of times one of my, from my interchangeable, the thing came loose.
Mm-hmm.
The cable, there we go. They immediately sent me a new one.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
And just
them.
Great
it's just
stuff.
Good customer
and
service.
And great colors, great like blends of yarns. And I have Whirlpool on my, what you call it, my queue, and it calls for something like 16. I'm sorry, the pattern is the Elizabeth Zimmerman pie shawl, the Queen Anne's lace, and
mm-hmm.
it calls for the size I want. It's going to call for about 1600 yards a yarn.
That's a lot.
It's
a
lot.
It's a full on circle.
Yeah, it's a full on circle. But how much should I pay for it? I went to Knit Picks. I got a beautiful, let's all hear it together, bluish teal color.
Blue.
And for like, you know, it's a beautiful yarn. It's a great
color.
Where
is it?
I'll show it to you later. You have to look at it from across the room, though. You're not going to be able to touch it. She has sticky fingers with blue yarn.
I think
yarn.
Your dog needs you in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go.
And I'll be like, Bailey, what's going on with my dog?
All right. Well, moving on. I also saw another pattern that cannot find it on Ravelry. It is from a booklet by a company that I cannot say how to pronounce. It's Bergeret de France.
Le bleu,
le bleu. Le bleu. Bergeret de France.
Le bleu.
I don't know. I'm European, but no, I don't speak French.
Don't say where you're from, because at some point we should have a, where is he from?
Guess the country. Guess the village. they have a booklet out. It's called Creations 1112, and the pattern doesn't have a name. It's called Scarf and Hat on page 18.
Pattern number 386.
Yay.
Narrows that down.
But what it is, it's some hat and a scarf. And
so cute.
It's super cute, and I cannot explain it. So go to the Bergeret site and look at pattern
386. Garter ribbing type stuff. It's not even really ribbing.
But there's something weaving going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you making a hat and a scarf?
I think so.
Okay. So the hat has a garter crown, and then all of a sudden you have these long crisscrossy strands of yarn, and then it's gartered towards the band, and it's really cute. And then
the scarf
almost looks like interlock.
Yeah, it looks
but
like
not
it's weaved.
Really. Yeah, it looks like it's woven.
Woven, weaved. Hello. ESL. Claiming ESL.
I'm just from LA. I went through the public school system. But it's very, very interesting. I want to take a look at the pattern.
I will send you the pattern.
It's interesting. We'll try to post it somewhere so you can see it. And the guy in the picture is really cute, too.
The guy is cute. It does not come with the pattern, though.
Well, that kind of blows.
Yeah, it's expensive.
He's all rugged.
It's an expensive enough pattern.
He should come
with
it.
The guy with it, you know.
He's all rugged looking in his, like, sweater.
Unshaven.
Yeah.
Looking up in the far distance with his dark eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How you doing?
All right. Anyways.
I'm photo spice on Ravelry. PM me.
I'm sure he's on Ravelry.
I bet he is.
All right. Moving on. Yarn crafty purchases. And that is your area more than mine, because you are the rich one.
No, I just don't like to eat all the time. And here's the thing.
What's more important, food or yarn?
Yarn. Right. As long as my dog is eating, I'm fine. But here's the thing.
Food is overrated anyways, right?
I'm a hog, just for FYI. It's not that I'm rolling in money. It's not that I don't donate. It's not that I don't, you know, I'm not gluttonous. It's just sometimes I like to get my yarn shop on, and sometimes I get a little excited when I get to Michael's. And, you know, I'm like, it's payday. I got monies, you know,
yeah.
Before I pay my bills, you know, which I really shouldn't do. I should probably, you know, pay my bills first, then go shopping. Me and my crazy ideas, whatever.
How you come up with that stuff?
That was in my mind. It's way over. It's crazy. So I can seem a little, what's the word we're going for?
Not yarn gluttonous.
Wow, I was trying to avoid the gluttony word in all its forms, but whatever.
Judgy, mean caller.
No, okay, here, just to clarify something, how a person spends their money is really nobody's business because your priorities might be so different from everybody else.
I don't buy shoes. I don't buy lots of handbags. I don't buy a lot of clothes. I wear, you know, jeans to work every day. I need to buy new ones. But, you know,
Wear yarn.
I pick where I spend my money. I don't spend a lot of money, but I'm very choosy about where I spend my money. And it usually goes towards crafts and books, to be quite honest with you. And going out with my friends with food. And, okay. But, yeah, it's my business, so there. Anyway, so I'm going to go.
So what did you buy? Just read down the whole list.
Gosh,
let's hear it.
Okay. And it's not all yarn, too.
Oh, me?
I know. Okay. So I got some yarn. I got some Malabrigo yarn in lace weight. And it's, I think it's my kind of first real lace weight because it's kind of lace and thinny. Like, it's a tiny little mini skein looking thing, but it's 470 yards of pearl and dusty. And I actually didn't buy this from a store. I found a girl whose name I will leave off because I haven't asked her if I could say it, who lives in Brooklyn, who's hella cool, and she de-stashes mad crazy awesome stuff. So I bought two from her, and they
That's
came today.
Cool. I like that. Support the little people.
Little people, there's some chicks sitting in some brownstone in Brooklyn.
All right, never mind.
You know, that has way a lot of yarn.
Somebody really
Fine,
you know.
I am supporting the little people. I bought the moon pattern from Miriam Felton because I've been eyeballing that and I want to make it.
What is it?
Let's go figure. It's a shawl that's crescent shaped.
God,
Judger.
Never.
I know. I'm trying to up my ante on how awesome I am and how cute I am. So I'm thinking shawls kind of up my cuteness.
I do need some shawls, actually.
Yeah, and my office can get cold as hell in the dead of summer.
That's the problem here with California. We don't really, everybody thinks we don't have anything to knit for because we're in Southern California and sun overshines. That's true. But the office buildings, you cannot regulate the air conditioning because they just ramp it up.
And they think
everybody sits in there with blankets and jackets and scarves and hats. So that's why we have to knit.
Honest to God truth, I have one girlfriend that used to have a blanket on her lap all the time, didn't matter the season. I have a friend that keeps a knitted blanket.
I have a space heater that's going on like 90% of the year, and it's ridiculous.
I had a space heater until the fire marshal came through and stole it.
I need to hide my
slash, you know, took it because it's illegal to have in the building. But so, yeah, we do. Shawls actually come in really handy in office buildings out here and boats and all sorts of stuff that LA people do. It does. People tend to think that setting your AC at 50 is comfortable for some odd reason. It's not.
There must be some training school for all people who own buildings.
And not to take this off topic, but I used to work at a building where the maintenance people came through because people were catching colds because it was 90 degrees outside and we were all wearing turtleneck sweaters because it was so cold indoors. We had taped up our vents. The maintenance guys come in and go, well, it feels good to us. There were a number of four-letter words. We're like, how the hell does it matter how you feel about it? You're not sitting under a half-taped
just
up bin.
From outside in.
Yeah.
Out right
oh, now. We were hot. Anyway, so I bought another shawl pattern.
What else did you buy?
I didn't tell you, but I did go to Knit Picks and I bought some stuff.
Yeah, right. Thanks for asking me if I needed something. Appreciate that.
I didn't want you to judge me.
Okay.
You're on Knit Picks again? Yes. Yes, I am. I bought a yarn scale. And I bought a Knitty Newbie, which I think is a horrible name because it makes me want to say a nitty booby, but whatever.
Oh, it sounds like a newbie, like somebody
new.
Ah,
newbie.
It's N-O-O-B-Y. What is that?
It is to help you wind your yarn. So after you dye, or if you're trying to divide, I got the large one. So if you go around on the large one, it's exactly two yards around. And I want to.
Can't you go and do that on a chair?
I want exactly 2 yards around.
All
and
right,
this is what
right,
it promised me.
Okay.
And it's cool looking.
All right, I'll look at it later.
Oh, it's awesome, trust me. And there's a couple of reasons why with dyeing, and it's just easier. And I like having the tools to do stuff instead of improvising because I don't improv quite well, so what have you. And plus, my next item is the Lion Brand's Fisherman Wool and Natural Oatmeal that I mentioned before. I wouldn't be able to split that kind of thing
right.
up evenly. So that's why I have the scale. That's why I have the Knitting Newbie Nobby. And then, so the Fisherman's Yarn. And then, about the Martha Stewart Knitting and Weaving Loom Kit, I may take it back or gift it to my niece, or cousin rather, because I don't know what I'm going to do with it. My original plan didn't work, and now I'm sitting with like a $40 loom. That's
$40?
I got on sale, and I had a coupon.
That's pricey.
Yeah, I would have, it's cheap. If you buy it online, it's $40, or $45 online. If you buy it at Michael's, it was like $39, and then I had like a 50%,
coupon,
but it's not actually doing what I wanted it ideally to do, so I might take it back or just give it to my cousin. And then I bought a crap load, and that's a direct quote from our show notes, a crap load of Kool-Aid
that's
for 9 yards.
That's a very scientific term.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A crap load of things.
I think it's
everybody understands what's a crap load of things.
It's an unhealthy amount of Kool-Aid. If you were to drink it, your insides would be a horrific shade of Lord only knows what. But it's for 9. I promise not to drink it because it would probably kill me. The dog loves it, though. He will get into the Kool-Aid and eat it and spread it all over my carpet. Yeah, I was very concerned the first time he did that.
That cannot be healthy for a dog.
I was like, why does it smell so sweet in my living room? What's this on the cream carpet? Oh,
red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, red Kool-Aid. And I was looking all over for that Kool-Aid, and he found it.
Red and cream gives pink. Got
yeah.
pink carpet now.
I have a little pink spot.
Woohoo.
Awesome. But that's all the stuff I bought. And this is over a 2-week time, people. You know, I just didn't, like, show up and be like, I'm spending all my money. Most of it did happen on a Friday. But I've been thinking about this stuff to, you know, for payday. And I do that. I just think about stuff and make sure I want to buy it and then buy it all in one day.
Right.
But I'm not gluttonous, I promise.
Well, I bought fabric to make project bags. And to make, I mean, sew with the sewing machine, which I bought like
I need
a
couple.
Year ago or so. And I got the winter Joanne's and I had a coupon and I didn't find anything. And then I saw the fabric. I was like, oh, I just got it. It's so pretty. So I got to figure out how to make a project bag. But that,
ooh,
know,
I have a fabric for one.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Yay.
Done and done. It's the joy of having friends that are also multi-crafters. We have all the stuff you don't have, and you have all the stuff that we
right.
need also.
And she's got a bigger place than I do, so there's more stuff. Oh, maybe I can store some things. Maybe
oh,
not.
Oh, store stuff?
I'm
using
gone.
It.
Yeah. Never mind. Forget
I'm like,
that.
Where did yarn come from? Oh, I'm going to make some socks out of this, and you'll come over talking about, where's that purple yarn? What
right.
purple yarn? As I, like,
what?
Tie my feet.
Well, what else did I buy? I bought a ball of sugar and cream pink yarn because I'm going to make another crochet, another chicken pot holder. I did chicken pot holders for the annual dishcloth swap this year, and now my cousin in another country also wants one. So
nice.
I have to mail it over there.
I have one already in lime green. Awesomeness. I'm
and
gonna hang on
then
wall.
I bought a
I call it Bernet. I figure it's French.
Burnett.
That's like an American. I got me some Burnett yarn.
Y'all. It's a Bernet Mosaic Waterfall is
we're
the
American.
Color.
We like to pronounce all the letters.
Bernet Mosaic Waterfall. Okay. And this is a greenish, dark blue, black
single ply yarn, which I love.
Very beautiful. And I'm going to make a scarf out of that.
If she gets it out the house.
It will walk with me.
I love single ply worsted weight. I'll touch it. I'll give it back.
Beautiful.
I promise.
Promise you give it back?
Maybe.
And then
this is a beautiful yarn, y'all. Check it out.
It's Bernet Mosaic. They have this beautiful, and they have it in all sorts of colorways. So it's pretty. It's just gorgeous.
And go look at it in person because I've seen it on the website and they don't really do it justice on the website.
Oh.
And it's a single ply. It looks like a single ply, worsted weight, which I love. Which is, for me, there's just something about a single ply thick yarn that kind of turns me on in a weird yarny way.
Right. And then the,
not dirty. Not dirty.
She's been fondling this yarn ball.
I was molesting her yarn ball.
And
thank God this isn't the video cast.
Then the last thing I acquired, which was not, I didn't really purchase it, but I won it in an online something,
contest,
you know,
drawing,
yeah,
thing.
Whatever. It's the Color Grid by Gail Callahan. So if anybody's interested, look at her website or whatever. And it just, it's sort of like a color wheel, a little bit different than a color wheel. Basically what it does, it shows you complement colors. And I'm really bad with colors, so this is good for me.
So, she's not bad at colors. She just really loves blue. And there was a point where she had to buy some yarn for me for a project. And she, oh gosh, she bought a, I went at green and pink. And it physically pained her. I mean, physically pained her. Like, she chucked the yarn into the car.
It wasn't that bad.
Dude, I was there. I was a witness.
I just wouldn't use it for myself.
See what I'm saying?
It's pretty for others.
we just wanted to branch out.
And, yeah, that's it for the purchases. Shall we move on?
We did good, though. We didn't buy a whole bunch of stuff.
No, it's really not that much.
Mm-hmm. And it's all stuff we're using.
Yeah.
And you're going to benefit
actually,
from
the good thing is that everything I bought,
you have a purpose
I
for.
Have a purpose for, because that was one of the big things in the past. I would be like, oh, it's on sale and it's pretty. I'm going to take
I
it. And then it's
that.
Sitting there and it has no purpose. Or I would buy something with a specific project in mind, go home, put it somewhere, and then come back and I'm like, what did I buy this for?
See, I mean, that's why I like stashing on Ravelry, because now I can make notes on why I bought yarn.
I started printing the pattern, throwing it together with the yarn in the back, so now I have a whole bunch of bags sitting there somewhere with stuff in it.
I cannot say that I bought everything with purchase, because the Malabrigo yarn and laceway, I have zero idea what I'm going to do with that, because it's really thin and it's going to take really a skill set that I have yet to really work on. But I'm excited. That's why I buy stuff like that. So,
I
might give it to Jill.
Yeah,
Jill.
Because
she's awesome.
Hero.
And she's our hero.
I have one thing. We got ball of lace weight yarn, really pretty darkish red purple, that I was going to make a stole with it, but it's done with a size 9 needles on lace weight, and I tried it. It was so difficult because I would continuously lose my place. It was so difficult. So I will try that again at some point, but try lace weight with a 15. Hello.
let's guess. It's airy.
Very lacy.
Forest California girls.
As the name says, lacy
very
project.
Lacy. I'm thinking I might venture into like some complex shawl that makes me cry late at night. I'll call you at 4 a.m.
Help.
Help me. And you know what I should do? I should throw in beads.
Beads, yes.
Beads and lace weight on tiny needles.
Size, yeah, oh God.
Awesome. Or make socks
but
out of
them. But it's probably going to be really pretty in here.
Yeah. It's pink. I already told you. It's dusty and pearl. It's pretty. Just go check out my site.
All right. Next segment may or may not be yarn related. What are you currently reading?
I'm reading whatever everyone is reading. We're both we're multi-crafters and readers and pet owners.
And pet owners.
And pet owners.
I have a cat. Meow.
I have a dog that's now asleep on this giant ugly blanket. But I am reading what everyone else apparently on the planet's reading, even though you don't like it, but are really reading it also. And that's 50 Shades of Grey on my Kindle. It's the first book I bought on my Kindle. The second book I bought for my Kindle was the Bible.
All right.
And I was like, yeah, I just
go
downloaded
well together.
Yeah, erotica and the Word of God on my Kindle. Awesomeness.
Yay.
But I know your feelings about it, and we'll talk about it later. It's like I said to a friend of mine, she asked me how I liked it. I said, you know what? It's not the best and most well-written book in the world. I said, and that's coming from someone who enjoyed Twilight.
I like Twilight.
I love Twilight.
Twilight books. I found it.
But again, it's not the most.
50 Shades of Grey, I find it was written really poorly. And if she bit her lip one more time, I was going to slam
that book
in the corner. Because
but
it's
here's
like,
the
you
thing.
Know,
Twilight's not the best written book either. It's
but
a
it's
great
for young
book.
Adults.
Yes.
You go in with that, you know.
I think. I'm only about
and the Hunger Games. That was I.
That is a well written book.
That was good. You know?
That is a well written
right.
book. Brilliant book. I cannot wait. My next book is The Catching Fire. But and here's the thing. And I told my friend Valerie about this. I said, you know, if he murmured one more time, if she spoke in a pitchy voice that she didn't expect, I was going to punch them both in the face because it just got annoying.
Right.
And
she's biting her lip and he gets all turned on.
Yeah.
Like, okay, please get on with
yeah.
it already. You know?
But here's the thing, though. It is still super hot. Okay. Some of the vanilla loving going on is still, I'm like, okay, I can suffer through some bad writing through a good dirty read. You
well,
know, I'll be the first to say it.
Dirty read. There is a version of, or it's just a 4-minute video, actually, but There is a version, 50 Shades of Grey, the audiobook read by Gilbert Gottfried.
It is so disturbing.
It is the funniest thing ever. Go look it up. I think Paris his website, and it's just so hilarious.
He touched me. It is the most disturbing sexual read
of
your life.
If you know Gilbert Gottfried and see him reading erotica, it's funny.
And there is a visual to it. Like, he is reading it on the screen, and the faces he's making are so wrong.
That is the funniest thing ever.
The language is really, it's definitely R-rated, so
yeah, no,
not to offend
no children
anyone.
Around.
No children around. It was sent to me. It was, you know, I kind of knew what was going on, but it is, put your earphones on, check it out. It is
It's funny.
Hysterical.
Maybe we'll put a link on it on the website.
Oh,
because
heck
it's
yeah.
It's just so funny.
It's pretty bad. I loved it. And the thing is, though, when I read the book now, I kind of hear his voice sometimes.
Yeah, well, I read the book first and then listen to Gilbert because you can. It's just so funny.
But yeah, like I said, I'm enjoying it. It's a guilty pleasure read. I'm sure you guys can all tell. It's an erotica book. If you haven't heard about it yet, it is it's an adult read. It's gotten worldwide press, but it's like I said, I'm reading it. I'm 60% of the way. I'm gonna finish it because I'm curious. Actually, there's three books. I might read all three.
Okay.
I know, but I've had friends that have read it. It's guilt like Twilight for me. It was guilty pleasure reading.
Twilight was good.
But it was...
The movies were so bad.
Oh,
gosh.
But that boy is hot. Don't get me wrong. Mm. And his little pale, pasty British self all day.
Team Edward. Woo!
Yeah, Team Edward. Totally.
Yeah,
I'm a total Team Edward girl. But, you know, like I said, if you have...
Yeah, motorcycle driving.
People in my neighborhood have Harleys. Lots of Harleys. But if you're into it, if you want to mix it up, I recommend it. It ain't Steinbeck, though. You know, make no mistake. But that's what I'm reading. Oh, my fancy Kindle, which I love, which took me 3 weeks to open, but whatever.
All right.
What are you reading, hon?
What am I reading? I read, talking of guilty pleasure,
uh-oh.
I need that intro. It's a book called Lover Reborn, and it is the Black Dagger Brotherhood. It's a whole series. I think this is book like 7 or 8 or 9 or something.
Is this vampire erotica?
Vampire erotica. So
we are good
funny.
Girls.
So cool. I mean, so awesome, this book. It's just like, oh, love it. The other one I'm
reading. We read more than erotica, honest to gosh. Like, I use Steinbeck as a reference because I've read Steinbeck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stein whatever.
I love Steinbeck.
The other book I'm audio reading because I have a commute to work every day. That's about a half an hour, 45 minutes. So I get a lot of reading done in the car via audiobook, which is just the best thing ever. It's called Valhalla Rising by Clive Cussler. It's the Dirk Pitt and other series adventures. There are like 20 or 30 of those out there. And those are, because I love scuba diving, those are a lot of diving adventure things. So that's pretty much all I'm reading. And I'm reading the audio version of 50 Shades of Grey by Gilbert Gottfried. Yay!
Is that what that means? I honestly would pay good money to read along with him reading that book. Like,
so funny. I mean, it's only a 5-minute spoof or so, but it's so hilarious.
Oh my God, I would pay good money to hear him read that. So we got a couple of sundry items, just wanted to mention. Rav Olympics is coming up, and want to encourage everyone to do it. I didn't do it last year for Canada, the Canadian Olympics, and after everything was said and done, I was so bummed out that I didn't make at least one thing and join a team. So this year, I have joined Team Mine. These are the girls from the Selfish Knitters and Crocheters. And it's all about, you know, knitting for yourself and people that appreciate. And I love their group, so I've decided to join their group. I may, if the knit girls do, I don't think they're going to do a team, but I know their Stash Dash is going to have something involved with the Rav Olympics and
so
the Tour de Fleece.
So what is the Stash Dash you've been talking about? This is like a de-stash thing?
Yes, it's a de-stash thing. It's about having, you know, making goals and, you know, having a lot of fun, what have you. You don't have to de-stash, but the goal is to work through, you know, make some goals, post up what you're going to work through or what patterns you want to do. But it's all in grams. So it's like you're losing weight. So, like,
all
my
right.
goal is to...
Are you going
to
lose 2,000 grams of weight as well? 2 kilos,
which is all
like 4 pounds.
It's 5 pounds. Yeah. I wish, because my skinny jeans, I could button them at the top. But what's it called? My goal is 2 grams of, and it includes knitting, crocheting, felting, weaving,
whatever,
spinning, fabric. So a lot of girls have posted up the fabric they want to go through. Like, so many people have put up yarn they want to knit, fiber they want to spin, and, you know, fabric they want to sew. My goal is 2,000 in yarn, and I have 1,000 in, and I'm waiting for the look on your face, 1,000 in fiber, because I want to spin through the fiber that I bought.
Cool.
So I'm going to have, I'm going to ask Jill if she can help me. And, but it's a lot of fun. Check out the Knit Girls for that. It's the /-2012. And the Arrive Olympics have their own group, I mean, their own discussion board. And it seems like it's a lot of work. You don't have to do anything big, but it's so much fun to get a badge and to see what everyone's working on your team. And just, it has a weird community feel to it because everyone is working on something around the world for 17 days. And there's actually a procession. There's a thread where you can log in and say hi and wave to people in the stands. And they play, there's Olympic music at the beginning.
Okay.
And I was watching it and I was like, crying. I'm ridiculous. You know? It was just the music. I'm like, I love the Olympic ceremony music. And it's just people check in. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. And everyone starts knitting at the same time. Like, how cool is that? So I'm going to do it this year. And I have very ambitious goals for that. But I got to work on... I got to narrow those down. I'm waiting to see what I get through June for my, for my stash task before I start. I might just do a lot of works in progress.
When are the Olympics? In August? July?
End of July, beginning of August.
Okay.
And the stash started, our last day to post our goals, quote unquote, officially, if you want to win the prizes, is tomorrow. But it runs, that runs till the end of
tomorrow
mid,
would be
June 2nd.
June 2nd, because we're not going to post this probably till the 3rd
That's
or
right.
4th, so it was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be yesterday.
You missed it.
Sorry. Yeah. But you can still play along. It's very flexible. It's all about having fun and just working through what you got. And, you know, if you accidentally buy something and have to work through that too, that's fine too. If you don't tell, I won't tell.
Yeah. I am debating still whether to participate in the Arrive Olympics. Actually, I will participate. It sounds like fun, and I need to get some of this old stuff that I started out of the house.
And do the, there's a WIP event where you can just complete things.
Right. Works in product, WIPs, works in product. And the teams, I had two teams. One was True Blood. The other one was from my country where I came from.
Do both teams and do something for both.
But I think I'll just join the True Blood team.
You're turning down your back on your fellow countrymen?
Yeah, women, country women, and not that many men on that way.
I'm sorry, your fellow country women from that country?
I don't know.
From?
I'll
village.
The village. I might join the village. The other thing I want to mention is Knit in Public Day, June 9th.
Yay!
So take your needles out into the public and knit. I'm sure crochet counts too, because most people don't really know the difference anyway, so...
Yeah, I've been knitting. I've been had my knitting needles in my bag at work, and someone's like, "Oh my gosh, you sew?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." But those are knitting needles. So I get a lot of different responses about when people see knitting.
And not to be a snob or anything, but before I started doing all this, I would not have known the difference. If I see a fabric, a material, is it knit or crochet? I wouldn't have known, you know, unless you do it yourself or you have an interest in it.
I think
otherwise,
the only reason why I would know is because
ignorant.
I was brought up around it.
Yeah, I didn't, so I can see that. Anyways, I think that's it. That's all we have for today. We're almost at an hour. Woohoo!
Did we stay under?
An hour.
We are champions.
58 and a half minutes.
Woo!
Let's give it the outro music.
We're still working on technical stuff, but
yeah,
we're going to get some outro music.
And
follow us on Ravelry. We are Skein after Skein, all spelled out, on the Ravelry. I am Photo Spice.
I am Pandora7 with 2 R's.
And we'll post pictures and show notes and more links up and everything in our group so you can get to know us and we can get to know you.
According to Ravelry, we are both chatterboxes, so feel free to chatter with us on
just a little bit of the chatterbox.
Yeah. Oh,
if you can't tell.
Podcast.
I know, podcasting.
And
we look forward to meeting everybody that follows us and see what you knit and steal your ideas
and
on occasion.
Send us what you think about the podcast. I mean,
yeah.
Send us your honest opinion. We won't get offended.
Nope.
Not easily. Not that easy.
Yeah, we're pretty
whatever.
Tough chicks. And any ideas? And any ideas you might have for an intermediate knitter for Malabrigo lace weight yarn. 470 skeins of it. Love you much.
Bye.
Bye. Perfect timing.
Okay, I can't play the music. We'll have to cut this off. Hey, music. There it is.